Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And today we're going to be talking about LinkedIn. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. You know, if you want to attract more prospects to your business and build stronger relationships with existing clients, and let's face it, who doesn't, then you must be a regular and frequent user of social media marketing. As hard as it is to believe, and despite mountains of proof and evidence as to the effectiveness of social media, there are still hundreds, if not thousands, of entrepreneurs who are still sitting on the sidelines, not using it effectively to grow their business. On last week's show, I introduced you to Simon Jordan, and Simon shared some great strategies around Facebook. And this week, you're in for another great treat because I'm going to introduce you to Niall Nickel. Niall's a truly brilliant marketer. Niall has some amazing tips to share with you about how you can use LinkedIn to get more business and to create more powerful relationships. Now, LinkedIn, in my opinion, has never had the fanfare and accolades of Facebook and Twitter, but there is a lot of business being done on LinkedIn. So sit back, relax, and listen as Niall Nickel is going to share some of these very powerful LinkedIn strategies with you.
With that said, this call is to help you get more out of LinkedIn. And so, Niall, welcome to the call, and hey, thanks very much for making time to be with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, and I'm very honored to be the first.
So, Niall, when we were together in Chicago at the Super Conference, you were telling me that you had over 9,500 direct LinkedIn connects, which astounded me. I thought I was doing well with like 600 or 700. And so how and why did you start to build your connections with LinkedIn? Let's start there.
Well, when I started to build my connections, it really was because what I had found was I had a tremendous number of really awesome relationships that I had established over the years just dealing with the people that I dealt with at the various companies that I'd been with or represented. The only problem was, I generally collected cards and I threw it in a box and I didn't do much with it beyond that. And prior to social media really exploding, it was a lot more difficult to manage and keep those relationships fresh. And when I realized that I had these great contacts, but I'd lost contact with them, I tried to answer the question, okay, what can I do about it? And it happened to be that LinkedIn was really in the early stages at that point in time. It had been around for a few years, and I hadn't engaged with it. But I started to look at LinkedIn as sort of a newer way to manage my business and information contacts.
So
that's how I got started, very honestly.
Well, good. Well, let me ask you, Niall, because LinkedIn may be one of the platforms in social media that I'm very familiar with it, but I'm much more engaged in Facebook and Twitter, and I think a lot of people probably are. And, of course, I do a ton of video. But I recognize, and I've been hearing at least for the last 6 months or a year, that LinkedIn is coming on so strong. It's just becoming such a hotbed of activity for business owners. Let me ask you, can you tell us what LinkedIn is and maybe why you think it's different than the other platforms?
Well, LinkedIn is very different than Facebook or Twitter in the sense that it's primarily business-focused. So people that are on LinkedIn, you may not find on Twitter or Facebook. Now, quite honestly, I recommend, just as we've all heard, that we use all types of media. By the same token, you should be using all of the major social media platforms. But LinkedIn contains most of the high-level business contacts, and if you happen to be trying to do business with somebody, chances are good if it's somebody that is running a corporation or a business of a decent size, chances are good that you're going to find them on LinkedIn. So, and that's what you don't find on Facebook or Twitter.
You find on Facebook and Twitter, it's much more conversational, relationship building, and you know, sharing of information and things like that. Is that a fair statement?
It's absolutely a fair statement. I looked at the way that LinkedIn used to sort of be advertised was LinkedIn was a place to, if you will, professionally post your resume and your experience and allow people to see that and contact you for opportunities or if you happen to be looking for a job, whatever it may be. But it has grown into something much bigger than that. And, of course, that's not what you see on Facebook or Twitter. Facebook or Twitter is after they, you know, get to know you in a business setting, they start to, you know, learn about you and you know, find out socially what you're like. LinkedIn is really about the business and the business focus. In fact, you don't find a lot of the same light, friendly comments on LinkedIn as you'd find in Facebook or Twitter, which is also one of the big differences.
Right. But I do see, and I agree with that, like no one's going to post on LinkedIn, hey, you know, I just saw this great movie, you know, love that actor or something. But I do see people on LinkedIn posting information, you know, some small articles or posting messages that, you know, there's a great blog post or something like that. So LinkedIn does have that ability also, right?
Well, you know, you just hit on something that's really key, and I actually touch on this with people I do work with and I do train related to how to use LinkedIn. You know, we've all told that when we start our blog, one of the way to get people back to our blog is to comment on other people's blog posts. Well, LinkedIn offers that same type of opportunity in a couple of ways. In the membership groups that they have, you could comment or enter a discussion that's in those groups, but they also have an area where people pose questions, and you're able to provide answers to those questions. And as you do, you know, no longer are you dealing with a blog that may have a few thousand, or maybe even if it's a big blog, it's got a couple of 100,000 members. You're dealing with LinkedIn, if you will, as a blog that has over 100 million members. So all of a sudden, you get tremendous exposure very quickly.
That's really powerful. Now, when you say 100 million users, if someone is to post some information to their LinkedIn update, are you saying, like, how many people are going to actually see that?
Well, it depends on how you do it, because I'm not even going to tell you that it's limited only to LinkedIn. As a matter of fact, one of the ways that I talk about is, if you will, one of the LinkedIn secrets, is if you build your profile correctly, one of the things that you'll notice is your profile will get spidered by Google. The translation of that means is you'll appear on Google with whatever the key words that you placed in your headline profile would be. So if you want to be known as, hey, I'm going to pick on you, Jim, if you want to be known as the newsletter guru, well, then you're going to put newsletter guru in your headline post on your profile, and when somebody Googles that, you're going to find that it's going to populate very quickly within 4 to 24 hours on Google, and you're going to be one of the top ranks on Google for that term. So,
that's incredible. I didn't know that. So if someone already hit, because my next question is, how do you set up, you know, how do you build your profile? But well, let me preempt you now, since you picked on me. If someone because my LinkedIn profile is Jim Palmer, I did not originally create it for, you know, Newsletter Guru. Can it be changed or updated, or are you stuck with it at that point?
No, you absolutely could change it. And one of the things that I recommend is when you go to look to do your profile, spend some time and do it carefully. The professional headline is one of the keys in your profile. There's a few keys, but you're limited to 120 characters. So that 120 characters, you want to put keyword-rich the way you want to be known or branded topics in that headline. So like I would suggest with yours, you've got Jim Palmer there, and you might have something about what you do, you know, maybe a newsletter generator or small business owner or whatever, but you want to make that keyword rich make it as niched as you can, and therefore when you've got searches going on Google, one of the first things that you're going to notice pop up, in fact, if you Google me just as Niall Nickel, you'll notice one of the first things that pops up will be your LinkedIn profile. But if you happen to look at my profile on LinkedIn and you do any of the keywords that I've used in my headline, you'll notice that I get Google rankings on that as well, typically in the first, second, or third position.
When you say headline, Niall, is that you're saying that's the name? That's the name you put in. Is that the headline?
No, Google calls it your professional headline.
Okay.
And that's sort of the part of the profile that appears right next to your picture.
Okay. Next to picture. Okay. So can you maybe talk just a little bit more about how to build a profile successfully?
Believe it or not. LinkedIn is one of the social media tools that you almost need a manual with. Facebook's pretty easy to use, so is Twitter. LinkedIn is a lot more difficult, and there's a lot more to it. But what they've done, and I'm going to offer you at the end of this where your listeners could go download sort of the outline of this, and this information will be contained in the outline. But what LinkedIn has done is they have built a learning center where you could go to any topic you want, and they not only have videos, but they've got tutorial guides that will guide you through what you need to set up. So building your profile happens to be one of those. Now, obviously, they don't tell you some of these secrets that we're talking about, like make sure your headline is keyword rich, make sure it includes your tagline if you have one. And work with it because you're limited to 120 characters.
Okay. All right. So how do you start to build links, you know, we call them connections in LinkedIn. How does someone go about that once you just get started building your profile?
Well, LinkedIn makes that pretty easy as well, but I'm going to give you a note of caution before I tell you about how they start you in that process. What they do is they'll say, okay, what email do you use? Do you use Outlook? Do you use Google? Do you use, the Gmail, Apple, whatever you use? And they'll import your email list. And they will then create invites to everybody that's on your email list automatically for you. But here's where you have to be careful. There may be some people on there that you don't want to connect to. For example, I do a lot of legal work. And in many cases, I have people that I communicate with, but I don't want to be linked to or communicate with on a regular basis because there's an adversarial relationship in the legal system. Mm. And so I have to be careful of that. And I could tell you that this bit me. And it bit me bad one time because it's very easy to say, oh, wow, they just imported my whole list and everybody gets an invite. And so be careful of that. They do give you the opportunity to go through and select who you want to invite. And I recommend that you go through that process, even if in your address book you've got 2,000 or 3,000 people. Go through and be very, very careful of how you invite people.
So just so I understand, if you say I use Outlook, it's going to grab all of the emails in my Outlook, but then it'll give you a window where you can view everything that's been imported and you can probably uncheck them or unselect them some way?
That's correct. They're all automatically checked, and then you just go in and uncheck the ones that you don't want to invite here.
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief time out, but on the other side of this message, Niall's going to share even more powerful, great LinkedIn strategies so you can develop more powerful relationships and build your business. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It costs at least 5 times more to attract new customers than it does to retain and sell more to customers you already have. Some even claim it costs 10 times as much, and for savvy entrepreneurs in today's difficult economy, retention is the new acquisition. Thankfully, Jim Palmer, known internationally as the newsletter guru, has developed a proven client retention strategy so powerful, it more than doubled the time his average clients stay with his business, from 6 months to 17 months, producing a huge increase in profits. Jim's amazing program is called Double My Retention, and it can work for your business as well. Jim will show you step by step exactly what he did in his business that causes his clients to stay longer and spend more. You'll even discover Jim's secret strategy that causes some clients who cancel their memberships to actually continue paying him money. Visit www.doublemyretention.com and start boosting your retention and profits now. That's www.doublemyretention.com.
And we're back. All right, so let's get right back to our interview with LinkedIn marketing expert, Niall Nickel.
And this is a complaint of LinkedIn users. LinkedIn has a lifetime limit of 3,000 invitations that you can send out. So, and you might say, well, that's 3,000 people. I'm never going to get beyond that. Well, you might. And you've got to be careful, because if you invite more than 3,000 people, it doesn't matter if they accept or not, and there's another cautionary tale there, but if you invite 3,000, you're at your limit, and you generally don't get any more. So, you know, you asked me a question earlier, how'd you get to 9,500? In fact, you know, by the time somebody listens to this, if they're not on the call now, it's probably going to be well over 10,000. And there's ways to do that, but the caution that I'd also started to tell you about with the 3,000 invitations is, if you invite somebody and for some reason or another they don't remember you, it was in your email list, it was somebody you don't talk to very frequently, they're on LinkedIn, it has the option to click, I don't know this person, and they call those IDKs. And if you get more than a handful, and there's not a set number, it might be 2, it might be 5, it might be 10, depending on the number of connections you have. But if you get that number of I don't knows in a month's period of time, LinkedIn shuts your account down.
Oh, great.
So even though you're paying for the account, they don't, you know, eliminate all your connections or anything else. They just don't let you invite anybody anymore. And then you've got to go through the process like you've heard with Facebook or Twitter, where you have to go back and say, hey, listen, I didn't know this. I'm sorry. I'll be more careful in the future. But you have to go through a manual process so that they sort of allow you to get back into inviting people again. So you do have to be careful of inviting people you only know, or putting yourself in a position where they want to connect with you and they're requesting to connect with you. And, of course, that's how you get above your 3,000 limit.
Well, that sounds to me like a pretty dangerous move of importing your entire email database. I mean, because if you, let's say you had 3,000 email contacts, which is pretty likely for me anyway, then, you know, that could be 3,000 no's, and then you can't invite anybody else, because it's not 3,000 connections, it's 3,000 invitations, right?
That's correct. And that's why I say, you know, it is a handy feature, and a lot of people it will be very useful for, but you've got to be very careful with it.
Okay. So, what were you telling me about open networking groups?
There are at least three major open networking groups on LinkedIn. One of them's opennetworker.com. The other one is toplinked.com. And the other one is called Lion, L-I-O-N. And a Lion is a LinkedIn open networker. But those are three groups, and you're able to join those groups. And by joining those groups, you basically say, listen, I'm an open networker, and I agree if somebody invites me, if I don't know them or I don't want to connect to them, I won't click I don't know this person. I'll just ignore the connection request. I won't connect with them. But I won't give them the death penalty of I don't know them. And in doing that, and I do recommend that most people do that, you'll build your network list very quickly. Now, you might ask me a follow-up question here, so I'm going to put the question in your mouth. Why would you want to open network with people that maybe you don't know? Well, what you'll find is you'll find a lot of people in your industry as well as in other places of the country or the world that you want to start to develop your contacts and list. And LinkedIn works on a principle of direct connections and then second-level and third-level connections. And they give you different privileges at each different level of connection. So with a direct connection, you could directly carry on a conversation with them. With a second-level connection, you could generally see the information about all of your connections. They're not directly connected to you, but they're connected to somebody you've connected with. And if you're trying to reach somebody, for example, about a year ago, I was trying to make a contact with a particular business, and I didn't know anybody at this business. And it you know, Fortune 100 company anyway. And so what I did was I looked to my list for people that were connected with C-level executives at this company that could give me a warm introduction. So I wasn't coming in cold. And I found out that I knew three or four people that had very close contacts with the people that I was trying to connect with, which I wouldn't have known any other way. So you find out that the more contacts you have, the easier it is to get connected with target or prospects that you're trying to target.
One of the things you said earlier I liked is this thing about answering questions, because that's a great way to build community and help present yourself as an expert. Is it possible in LinkedIn to search out questions or inquiries, or do you just need to be in there and like looking in a question area or some sort?
There's two things about that. One is there is an answering area on LinkedIn, and if you happen to go over up top, they've got a bunch of tabs. One of the tabs happens to be More, M-O-R-E. You click on More, and the first topic that comes up is answers. And if you go in there where people have asked questions, you'll see the dialogue with it. And that's probably the second biggest secret of LinkedIn, because when you post an answer there, it links back to your profile. And as it links back to your profile, for some reason or another, don't ask me why, Google really likes that. And so when you answer a question, the next thing to be aware of is the answer to your question is going to get spidered by Google. It will get picked up. And for that topic and that question, you're going to get Google rankings, which is another big bonus. So you look for the questions, and they are segmented by different categories. So it's not just here's all the questions, and you just go look for what you want to answer. But as you answer more of those questions, you will also get more Google recognition for those various topics, which is obviously a great thing to do.
That sounds awesome. Now, in our last 5 or 6 minutes, I just want to ask you one more question. What do you think the real power of LinkedIn, or the real secret, or however you want to phrase it? Like, what's the real secret sauce or strategy of using LinkedIn?
Well, I'll give you two of them, and I'm probably going to spend more time on the first than the second. But in my opinion, the biggest power of LinkedIn is groups. The more you could do with groups, the better off you are. And I recommend for whatever niche that you happen to be involved in, if you could start your own group, by all means do it. All of a sudden, you've got people coming to you, connecting with you. You're controlling the discussion. For example, I started one for wireless professionals, and I haven't done much advertising with it or anything else, but it's a targeted group. And in that group, it's grown over the past year or so from zero to, I think today it has about 1,300 members. Well, these are 1,300 members that are actively engaged in discussions and conversations that are in the business area that I'm focused in, and they've come to me. They join your group. They ask for permission, and you're able to get all their information. As the moderator of the group, you're able to communicate directly with them. You're able to take surveys. I mean, it has a tremendous amount of power. But the second part of that is look for like groups and, you know, talk to those groups. They have discussions all the time. Enter the discussions in those groups, and you'll get more notoriety as well. So on either side of that group coin, whether it's your group that you have built or whether it's a group that you've joined, you could get tremendous value. But obviously, I see more value in groups that you start.
Absolutely. Okay.
The second thing that we'd already touched on is the real power of LinkedIn is your second and third level connections.
Okay.
And that's where you want to not be stingy. And I hear some people that I talk with sometimes that says, you know, I only want to have connections, LinkedIn connections, to people that I'm actively involved with. And in my mind, that sort of defeats the purpose. You want to have a lot of connections there, and it may be somebody that you just met at some meeting, some event, you know, kids at school, whatever it may be, but you do a connection there, and it allows you, just like Facebook or Twitter, to have some level of contact, see what's going on. But when you're trying to remember that name and that face, well, now you've got the name and the face together. You happen to know that they were in banking or they were in finance or they had a bicycle shop, and you could put those keywords in and find out that connection when you happen to forget, you know, whether it's 6 months or a year later, and all of a sudden you've got right back into that connection again.
That's really powerful. Wow. I mean, yeah, now I can see why LinkedIn's getting a lot of chatter out there. This is some really great information, Niall. I really want to thank you for sharing with us today. You did mention a download or some a little tip sheet. Can you tell us how people can get that?
I sure can. And there is a site that I have, and it is called GrowLinks. And you'll have to forgive me. I have so many sites that I did not have that handy, but I'm going to look that up just real quick as we're on the call here.
Okay. While you're doing that, let me ask you one more question. And
So
I'm assuming you can multitask and we won't have dead air. So how much time do you spend on LinkedIn?
I probably spend more time than most, because I probably end up spending I bet I spend 5 to 10 minutes a day.
Okay.
So it's not inordinate, but you know, I spend probably less time than that on LinkedIn or Twitter. And of course, there are also other tools. I'll put the notes in the other tools where you could tie all of those together as well. And there's sometimes power in doing that.
Okay.
And I know that we're waiting for this other wonderful site that I should have on the top of my head. And I believe it's GrowLinks, which is GrowLinks.com.
Okay. www.GrowLinks.com.
And I'm going to confirm that for you here in just about 2 seconds.
All righty.
With the cooperation of Fast Computers, of course.
Yeah. Well, fascinating.
It is just like I said it was. So the memory isn't failing too bad.
Good for you. So www.GrowLinks.com. So everybody,
And by the way, I'll keep that up there. I'll keep that up there for about a month. After the call here, so you know, it will just be something they could go to the site, they could grab it, they won't have to register, they won't have to do anything else. So just a free gift to them.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thanks again, Niall. I really appreciate your time and expertise.
I hope you've enjoyed this very special interview with Niall Nickel on LinkedIn strategies and this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, go out there and do something nice for somebody. All right, take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.